Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Have you ever thought to yourself, enough is enough? And why would you think that way? Well, let's talk about taking charge of our health. Have you experienced some challenges over the last 18 plus months with COVID-19 or the Delta virus? Has your health suffered, or your mental state, or even have your finances suffered? Maybe you got laid off. Maybe you had to work from home. Maybe you were challenged working from home and homeschooling your children. I mean, there are so many scenarios we could go into, but I'm just asking the very general right now. Has anything affected you? So my next question is, the point that I want to make actually is, I'm here to help you reset your health goals so you can start 2022 better than you ended 2020 or maybe even 2021. And let it be known, January 1st, 2022 is in 106 days as of today. So you have a choice on how you're going to use those 106 days to end this year and to get into the great habits starting the new year, new you. You know, that's such a saying, and yet there is so much truth to it. It's not just the new year, it's also the new you. And as we know, resolutions usually don't last. They're a great intention for a couple of months, and then we forget about them. However, a healthy mind, a healthy body, and creating healthy habits will be long-lasting, and that will make the difference that you can actually have an amazing 2022. So you probably hear in my voice that I am very passionate about guiding you toward a better you in all three aspects, because I have learned how to do it for myself over the last 5 years. So with plenty of experience, personal or with clients, countless hours of encouraging people and helping them find their reason why they want to live a healthy, long-lasting lifestyle rather than feel defeated by circumstances, I am here today to give you hope that together we can do this. Sounds good? All right. So with your permission, I'm going to ask you a few questions. And if you would like to, you can go get a piece of paper and a pen right now real quick, and I'll pause for a second. And then I'll ask you the questions that you can answer for yourself. If you choose afterwards to share them with me, you can send me an email with your answers to it, rephrasing the questions. So if you need help, I can help you with it. All right, so go get your piece of paper and your pen, and I'm going to count to 20, and then I'm going to continue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, so I hope by now you have a piece of paper and a pen handy. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. When did you last feel great about your mind, your body, and your finances? Be as specific as you can. You can write down the date, month, day, year, if you choose to. You can write down the occasion, anything that is specific enough to that question. The next question, which of the three, mind, body, or finances, is weighing the heaviest on your mind right now? you can say mind, body, or finances, or you can say two or three of them and tell me which ones they are. And the last one, how would you feel? Could you go back to be the you were 5, 10, or 15 years ago and even surpass that feeling and feel better now or in the future working with me together on it than you ever did before? How would that make you feel? So let me give you a couple of scenarios just to illustrate a few things. These are all hypothetical. Let's say you gained 30 pounds since you were at your best. How long did it take you to gain the 30 pounds? And the counter question, how long are you willing to work on getting rid of them for good? And I mean for good, not yo-yo, not dieting, not doing a quick fix. It never lasts. It's transforming your mind and your body and helping you learn how to live healthy habits, one new habit at a time, and create a healthy lifestyle that gets you to the end of your life. And I just read this morning that when we actually create a healthy lifestyle for us and we are better than just at great health, but at ultimate health, which is even a step further, we can prolong our lives by 20 plus years when we're living healthy and happy and ultimately healthy. So I can go more into that at a little bit later. But that is amazing, and that gives me hope because, I mean, gee whiz, I'm closer to 70 than to 65, and actually I feel better now than I did in my 40s. Why? Because I transformed my mindset over the last 5 years. I transformed my body, and I'm happy and healthy, and I'm working towards my ultimate health. So can you hear it? I mean, it is there. The joy is there. The freedom is there. The energy is there. And I would love for you to have that too if you choose to that route, you know. So scenario two, are you feeling angry, frustrated, dissatisfied? Are you thinking life is doing things to you, or is life doing things for you? So having asked that question, how would you feel if you were in charge of your emotions? And I just read the scroll marked 6 from the 10 Ancient Scrolls for Success by Ogmund Dino. And I want to share that with you real quick because it is so valuable. So today I will be master of my emotions. The tides advance, the tides recede. Winter goes and summer comes. Summer wanes and the cold increases. The sun rises, the sun sets. The moon is full, the moon is black. The birds arrive, the birds depart. Flowers bloom, flowers fade. Seeds are sown, harvests are reaped. All nature is a circle of mood, and I am part of nature. And so, like the tides, my moods will rise, my moods will fall. Today, I will be master of my emotions. It is one of nature's tricks, little understood, that each day I awaken with moods that have changed from yesterday. Yesterday's joy will become today's sadness, yet today's sadness will grow into tomorrow's joy. Inside me is a wheel constantly turning from sadness to joy, from exaltation to depression, from happiness to melancholy. Like the flowers, today's full bloom of joy will fade and wither into despondency. Yet I will remember that as today's dead flowers carries the seed of tomorrow's bloom, so too does today's sadness carry the seed of tomorrow's joy. Today, I will be master of my emotions. And how will I master these emotions so that each day will be productive? For unless my mood is right, the day will be a failure. Trees and plants depend on the water to flourish, and I make my own weather. Yea, I transport it with me. If I bring rain and gloom and darkness and pessimism to my customers, then they will react with rain, gloom, and darkness and pessimism, and they will purchase not. If I bring joy and enthusiasm and brightness and laughter to my customers, they will react with joy and enthusiasm and brightness and laughter, and my weather will produce a harvest of sales and granary of gold for me. Today, I will be master of my emotions. And how will I master my emotions so that every day is a happy day and a productive one? I will learn the secret of ages. Weak is he who permits his thoughts to control his actions. Strong is he who forces his actions to control his thoughts. Each day when I awake, I will follow this plan of battle before I'm captured by the forces of sadness, self-pity, and failure. If I feel depressed, I will sing. If I feel sad, I will laugh. If I feel ill, I will double my labor. If I feel fear, I will plunge ahead. If I feel inferior, I will wear new garments. If I feel uncertain, I will raise my voice. If I feel poverty, I will think of wealth to come. If I feel incompetent, I will remember past success. If I feel insignificant, I will remember my goals. Today, I will be master of my emotions. Henceforth, I will know that only those with inferior ability can always be at their best, and I am not inferior. There will be days when I must constantly struggle against forces which would tear me down. Those such as despair and sadness are simple to recognize, but there are others which approach with a smile and the hand of friendship, and they can also destroy me. Against them, too, I must never relinquish control. If I become overconfident, I will recall my failures. If I overindulge, I will think of past hungers. If I feel complacency, I will remember my competition. If I enjoy moments of greatness, I will remember moments of shame. If I feel all-powerful, I will try to stop the wind. If I attain great wealth, I will remember one unfed mouth. If I become overly proud, I will remember a moment of weakness. If I feel my skill is unmatched, I will look at the stars. Today, I will be master of my emotions. And with this new knowledge, I will also understand and recognize the moods of he on whom I call. I will make allowance for his anger and irritation of today, for he knows not the secret of controlling his mind. I can withstand his arrows and insults, for now I know that tomorrow he will change and be joy to approach. No longer will I judge a man on one meeting. No longer will I fail and call again tomorrow on he who meets me with hate today. This day he will not buy gold chariots for a penny, yet tomorrow he would exchange his home for a tree. My knowledge of this secret will be my key to great wealth. Today I will be master of my emotions. Henceforth, I will recognize and identify the mystery of moods in all mankind and in me. From this moment, I am prepared to control whatever personality awakes in me each day. I will master my moods through positive action, and when I master my moods, I will control my destiny. Today, I control my destiny, and the destiny is to become the greatest salesman in the world. I will become master of myself. I will become great. Now, when we talk about salesmen, that doesn't mean you have to go out and sell stuff. But we are selling ourselves each and every day. And so it is important that we know how to present ourselves so we attract people. We can give them a message of value that helps them, that serves them, rather than doing anything else or bragging or whatnot. That is another good one to learn. I want to go into scenario three, which I didn't write in the transcript, but it has to do with creating longevity. And that is quite an interesting part, because longevity is something we all actually like, especially when our emotions are under control and when we are happy and healthy. So habits of longevity, some guidelines are to focus on what will enhance your chances of living longer by adopting certain key behaviors. Explore the habits of those who have lived longer, healthier lives. Understand the importance of a healthy mind and how it relates to overall longevity. Remember, I've said several times, healthy mindset creates healthy body or health in general. A negative mindset creates frustration, anger, which in return causes illness. And what does illness do to you? It makes you go see a doctor. And I'm not saying doctors are bad. I know we need doctors, but that's something that you probably didn't plan on. And then what does the doctor do? Well, I don't know this, I don't know that. Let's find out. There are some tests you need to take. You normally have a copay for tests. Oh, in order to prevent this from happening again and maybe reducing the chances from happening again, let's put you on some medication. Then you have another expense. Then, because you're on medication, you have to go back to the lab more regularly to get your blood tests done to figure out if you're on the correct dose of the medication. And it goes on and on and on. So changing our habits, transforming our habits into good and healthy ones, working on longevity is absolutely the key. I have a couple of ideas here. There, Dr. Anderson actually studied lessons for living longer from people who lived the longest by Büttner. And he went to three places. He studied people here in the United States in Loma Linda who are the healthiest, then in Sardinia, in Italy, and in Okinawa, Japan. And what these people have in common is they eat whole grains. They're culturally isolated. They have high soy consumption, no alcohol. They have faith. They are family-oriented. They're non-smokers. Plant-based physical activity, social engagement, and legumes. They eat lots of legumes. So those are some of the things. There are habits of longevity that we can start focusing on right now. And there are actually several steps to it. And I'm just going to share step one right now. Step one says, eliminate tobacco, eliminate all recreational drugs, wear a passenger restraint system anytime you're in a car, and purchase the vehicle with front and side airbags as soon as possible. And when possible, an auto-drive car, as currently the prototypes are twice as safe as a human driver. Well, that's a bit expensive, but those are suggestions. Okay, you choose what you can do. Anything you do is better than what you don't do right now. Drive at the speed limit. I don't want you dying age 100 because you're showing off. Limit your intake of alcoholic beverages to less than 2 drinks a day and never drink while driving or operating machinery. For more information on red wine and longevity, let me know. And I have some information for you. Avoid situations that put you at risk of contracting a sexually transmitted disease, such as having multiple partners. That shortens your lifespan. That shortens your longevity. Don't exercise on roads used by motor vehicles, but do exercise in a safe place. So there's a lot more that we can actually go on. The next step would be create a healthy environment. eliminate toxic foods, cleaning supplies, and other poisons such as radon. Ensure that your water is clean. Ensure your air is clean. Check your smoke detectors to make sure they're working. Cover or fence swimming pools because you don't want your children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren to fall in, or an elderly person who stumbles and falls. Eliminate potential hazards that could cause falls. Lock all doors when you're home. Lock up firearms if you have any. And there's much more. But I just thought a little bit about that to show you there are ways that we can actually create and prolong or extend our longevity. It's so amazing. Actually, that's where it was. I just remember it says, let me see if I find it. There was a woman called Jean Louise Calment who was 122 years old at the time of her death. Let me see where the numbers are because I just saw that today. And I go, wow, this is pretty amazing. What a difference it makes when we, yeah, actually it did go up. I don't see it right now. Maybe I'm not looking at the right place, but it definitely did go up significantly. Maybe it's the one before. Let's see. Yeah, no, I don't see it right now. But I did see it this morning when I read it, that we can prolong our lives about 20 years, changing our habits, transforming our mindsets and our bodies. So that is pretty powerful, don't you think so? How would you like that? I mean, right now you're a certain number of age. Number doesn't really matter that much. What matters is how you feel. Your internal organs, your internal clock is more appropriate than the chronological age. DNA does have something to do with it, but you can actually change it by transforming your mindset and your body to better health. So I just wanted to share also that I have a couple of gifts for you just for listening. And yeah, let me share those first. The first one is a free health reset strategy session. So if you want to know where you're at with body, mind, and finances, I can take you through a few questions and help you assess that. And then it's your choice to see whether or not you want to make a difference in your life, if you want to be there for your child or grandchild's high school graduation, college graduation, wedding, birth of the child, whatever. If you want to, you know, if you want to participate, that's your choice. Then the other one is I have a free health newsletter that I send via email with a healthy recipe, some healthy activity, and some other valuable health information. And I have actually, this month, I have a special going on where my company is giving a discount on starting a plan that fits you and your needs, because it's not one plan fits all. That's why we do those reset strategy sessions for your health, to see exactly what you need. And so they give every person who signs up new right now a discount on the thing. And I will give another one the following month, about half of what they give right now. So that makes a big difference. And I really, you know, this is good till the end of September. So whoever chooses to start journeying with me and feel better about themselves and get a great start in 2022, please let me know. I'd love to journey with you. And the last gift I have is something I started doing a little over a month ago, which is a WIN call in the morning. It's 15 minutes every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 7:15 a.m. Pacific time. And the link to that is actually, I can give that to you when you want it. Let me know that you want it, and I will definitely send it to you. It is something where we talk about one of the elements from the 26 micro habits, also sometimes referring to the 6 macro habits that help us create optimal health, definitely, preferably ultimate health, so we can extend our lifespan for about 20 years. And right now, in general, men live about to 75 and women to about 83. That's the norm. And when we do that reset and transform the mindset and the body, we have a chance to make it men to 95 or maybe even 100 and women to 105 or even older. And the longer we live, you know, the more science and medicine can figure out other ways that we can live even longer. I mean, in the biblical years, people lived hundreds of years. Now, I don't know if I would want to do that, but as long as I'm happy and healthy, and right now I'm still biking 4 times a week, 12 to 20 miles each day, each time when I go, and I lift weights and I do stretches and stuff. So that's pretty cool. And I don't feel my chronological age. As I said at the beginning, I feel like I'm in my 40s, which is so awesome. Anyway, so if you have any questions, suggestions, want to be on my show, I need more information on what I've been talking about, or just would like to get in touch with me or take me up on those free gifts, please email me to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. That's coachdenise at C, Charlie, T, Tom, Digest, like in readersdigest.net. Put in the subject line the first 3 letters capitalized, BTR for Block Talk Radio, and then whatever you want, then write me the email so I can fish it out of the spam folder, because all first emails go into the spam folder. I'm inundated with emails. I get about 1,000 a day, so I want to make sure that, oh yeah, it's there in the transcript. So if you go below the picture, where you click on to listen to the show, or the dark, the bold-faced typing is the link to listen to the show, but the transcript is below, so you'll see part of what I've been talking about there, just for the highlights, and my email address is there, so you can copy and paste it into the URL, but make sure that the first 3 letters in the subject line are BTR in caps, so I can see it immediately and take it out of the spam folder. Sorry, I have a dog barking in the neighborhood. It just distracted me for a second. So I really hope I was able to bring you some value. Again, when were you last at your best? How long are you willing to invest in your health to get there again, or even better than that? And would you like to accept one of my free gifts so I can help you get closer to your goals or reach your goals? That'd be the goal, correct? So I would love to do that with you, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Please email, and we'll go from there. Until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.